Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, everybody. It's the Jerod Mayo Top 10 Things You Can't Say list. Because, you know, do your job has now been erased down there for you.
You can't do it anymore.
Nope. No more. Will, is there, and I forgot to check in with like the people at the pro shop on this, but is there liquidated inventory of the shirts with the phrase "do your job" on them?
Or, you know, sometimes they will sell the hoodie with the cutoff sleeves.
Oh, that's right.
They would do that, you know, because this was inspired by, you know, the Jabril Peppers little press conference on Monday, where somebody asked him about, you know, phrases and how things are different. He said, "Do your job is nowhere to be found yet." Maybe it is, he says. I'm paraphrasing for Jabril Peppers, but, you know, I haven't seen it yet. So if you're going to get rid of "do your job," which is basically "roll tide," which is basically "hook 'em horns," which is Notre Dame's version of "play like a champion," then you really kind of have to get rid of everything that Bill used to say. Like, and now there is a long, long list.
That's right.
We did it yesterday, like impromptu, but then we actually whittled it down to 10 or 11. Is this one going to go to 11?
Oh,
are
no.
Are we going to spinal tap this?
We are not.
All right, so it goes to 10.
We've got the, from the home office in Bald Head, Maine, ladies and gentlemen, the top 10 things Jerod Mayo can't say, a la "do your job." Here we go. Number 10, nobody works harder than, insert name here.
Fill in the blank.
Nobody works harder than Cam does.
How often can you say that? Because I have heard him say this about every single person that retired, every person that the media would want some information. He's probably said it about Mac Jones.
He might have said it about
they
you.
They all can't be the hardest worker. So who ultimately is the guy that works and that worked the hardest? And how do you know what he was doing when that person left?
Nobody works harder than Bill.
I love that one, too, because, like, hey, nobody works harder than Cam. I would like to say there were some people at that point in time that definitely worked harder than Cam Newton.
Number 9 on the list of things Mayo can't say, a la "do your job," I'm not a doctor.
One of my favorites.
And I'm not a doctor.
One of my favorites, because it really was his ultimate get out of jail free card. Hey, what about this guy's injury? Listen, you guys, I'm not a doctor. Right? What was the line that he said? Like, I don't do surgery.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a doctor. I think it's I'm not the trainers. They don't call plays. I don't do surgery.
Yeah. One of my favorite. So Jerod Mayo cannot say, "I'm not a doctor."
Number 8.
I'm talking about open heart surgery here.
There it is. That's a very good one. Number 8. I don't answer hypotheticals. I think Jerod Mayo will be happy to answer every hypothetical that's going to come up.
You're going to give me a bunch of hypothetical situations, and I don't know what those hypotheticals are, so I'm not going to get into that.
I think this is one where, yeah, it's not going to be a problem for him.
He's gonna want the hypothetical they're going so oppo. He would have to welcome the hypotheticals.
Yeah, in his head, he's gonna sit there and go, "Well, Bill would have said this," because Jerod would know just as well as we would know.
Yeah,
what his default setting would be with a certain question on a certain player. So pretty good right now. So that's our three. Well, that's nobody works harder than fill in the blank. I'm not a doctor. And I don't answer hypotheticals.
Number 7 on the top 10 things that Gerard Mayo can't say, a la do your job. Number 7, the injury report comes out later today.
Well, we'll get the injury report today.
One of my personal favorites. One of my personal favorites. Like on a Monday, you would ask him about, even if you interview him, if you talk to him or in a press conference, you would talk to him.
Yeah.
And he's just so slick. Listen, when the injury report comes out, I'll tell you. I don't know. The injury report I don't know. No clue.
I thought of this. Will the Patriots switch sidelines? You got to do everything different, right? So you got to go to the other side now.
That is interesting.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but man, in order for them to get into their locker room at halftime, they'd have to run across the field.
That's right.
To get to the little tunnel.
Boy, we're going
to
do
what if they have to go to the bathroom?
I don't know. Put a portal.
Put a portal. Okay.
Number 6. Next man up.
Nope.
That's a Bill.
I feel like this is going to be really hard for Gerard Mayo to avoid.
I agree.
This is not fair by us. But hey, listen. It was part of a silo at one point in time.
Look, you're painting over everything down there. Those Super Bowl trophies.
You can't do next man up.
Put a coat of Sherwin Williams right over it. We're starting over. Number 5 on the top 10 list of things Mayo can't say, a la do your job. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Not a chance in hell.
Do you think Mayo can avoid saying that? Not a chance. I'm with you.
No way. Do you say it is what it is a lot? I think I used it maybe 10 times already this morning.
Yeah, well, you're
that's how you know somebody's like truly defeated. When you hear it is what it is, you're basically giving up.
Right? You might as well just say uncle. Uncle.
There's no way that Mayo can avoid that.
Because there's going to
be. It is what it is.
I would say, and we should keep track of this and give him demerits.
We need to check off on the top 10 list.
Yep.
Number 4, they're going to have to, they've been taking signs down and painting over stuff down there, and this one's got to go too. Ignore the noise. No, now feed into the noise. We're going to take breaks for social media. So right before practice, you can go on Instagram or whatever if you're in the Patriots locker room. Sure, they'll upgrade the Wi-Fi as well so they don't affect any of the writers at Patriots.com. Get the good Wi-Fi in there. And you got to go on and look at the comments. Embrace the noise instead of ignoring the noise.
What if they haven't won a game in 5 weeks?
Embrace the noise.
No.
He's all against us.
Okay, stop everything. I changed my mind. I meant to say ignore the noise. Yeah, they're ripping us, coach. They're saying this. They're teasing us. They're making fun of us. They don't like us at all. Guys, just ignore the damn it. Can't say it. Billy used to say that. No, this is like it is what it is. These are getting harder for him to avoid. There's no way he can get away with not saying ignore the noise.
A texter says every coach in every sport says all these things.
Do they really? The Patriots, and they don't, by the way.
Bill Belichick, you mean,
I'm not a doctor.
Right. How about
what number are we on?
We're on number 3 on the list of things Mayo can't say, a la do your job. I did what was best for the team.
I do what's best for the football team.
Nope, none of that.
This one's going to be easy.
I know.
This is like trademark. Like, this is such a Bill flex. You know, get out of jail. Well, why'd you do this? Well, just, you know, it just encompasses everything. It's very pretty vague, too, if you really think about it.
It's really interesting because at the end it was, oh, I'm sick of Bill. I'm sick of hearing it is what it is. And now we have people in the whole defending Mayo and all that stuff with the whole, you know, every coach in every sport says that. No, it is what it is. It's pretty connected to Bill. But anyway.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Number two on the list. And sorry to the texter, but you sent it at the wrong time for this one. Because I don't know another coach on the planet that at a parade after winning a title.
No days off. 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 No days off.
Tell me the coach that says that one.
I wonder, like, after he said his third no days off, and he was like, oh, man, I got to pull the ripcord on this one.
You know what?
I like, it's not working.
You and I were kind of joking around the other day of the new New England Patriots.
Yeah.
So you walk into the lobby.
It's like a hologram of,
do
like,
you want to practice today? Press one or two.
Would you like no days off?
Right. Or
would you like to commit? It's like a cell phone, contract.
Instead of no days off, it'll be which days would you like to take off? And then the number one thing Gerard Mayo's got to avoid, like a la do your job.
All those questions are out of our control. Not going to worry about any of those. We're trying to control what we can control.
Control what you can control. The number one thing on the top 10 list of things Gerard Mayo can't say, a la do your job.
Mona Lisa veto.
Oh, man. I tell you, this one, control what you can control. It's going to be tough, too. No days off, not a problem. It is what it is. Good luck. I did what's best for the team. You'll be fine with that one. Ignore the noise. No chance. I would say out of the 10 that we listed.
We got to win in all three phases. So.
Oh, that's another one. That didn't make the cut.
Because.
Snap face and Pandorama.
All right, now that one probably should have
ended up three phases. I can't believe we left three phases off.
No, we have to.
Yeah.
Because that's too coach speaky.
You're right.
You can choose whether you want to say it is what it is or no days off or control what you control. But if you're not winning in all three phases, like, we can't box Mayo in that bad. Like, he's doing a good enough job himself of the whole.
I know. Which one do you think would basically be his biggest crutch? Because basically you're just talking about, okay, can't really explain it too much. Don't want to go into detail. The one that is control what you can control, I mean, guys are going to get hurt. I can't worry about it. I mean, it goes with the hypothetical. He'll never use hypothetical. He'll never use it. That one's not a problem.
But he'll answer them.
He'll never use no date. Yeah. But he'll never be like, yeah, I don't deal in hypotheticals.
I'll tell you the one I think it'll trip him up.
Make every throw on a field.
Well,
and we let that one go because, again, that's coachy.
Cutting room four.
You got to shime it and watch all the film.
Yep.
I think the number four one, ignore the noise. Ignore the noise on the outside. That's going to be a tough one for Mayo to avoid saying because it's not going to be a good year. Regardless of what they do, unless there's a miracle coming, this is going to be another, you know, 4, 5, 6 win season, something like that. So at some point, he's going to have to either roll it out or say, you know, the whole we're aware of the outside noise and we just have to ignore it type thing.
Yeah, we covered that.
Yeah, we covered that. He won't do that either. He won't do. That's another sneaky good one. Yeah, we could like. Hey, I love it when he does the post-game press conference, and sometimes guys will go into the locker room, right, and they'll come into Bill's press conference late, and because he's so hard to kind of track sometimes. You don't know if he's coming in early. You don't know if he's coming in late. And, oh, okay, so you go get some quotes from the locker room. You come in, and Bill's press conference has already started, so you don't hear the question. So you ask him a question, and he just doesn't even bother with it. He's like, listen, I already covered that. Yeah, but I was gone. It's not my problem. I wish he would say that. That's actually a good one. If Bill had the ability to say, it's not my problem, like all the time. Sorry, I was late. I was talking. It's not my problem. Perfect. But I'm going to go with the one. If I'm going to like handicap it.
Sure.
Ignore the noise.
He's going to go to his
go-to and control what you could control.
He's here early. He stays late.
Oh, yeah. The hardest worker one is good, too. Who really is the – if you asked Bill.
Yeah.
Who really is the hardest worker?
You know,
Troy Brown was the hardest worker. Teddy Bruschi, Kevin Fogg, blah, blah, blah.
He would say
Newton.
Tom Brady.
And I would say Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would.
It's like just the nature of the position.
Nobody works harder than Bill Murray.
than Bill Murray. Not the Bill Murray whose son is an assistant basketball coach.
Squad lineman.
That's right. The guy from William & Mary.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I guess if Bill's saying that about you, you probably feel pretty good about yourself.
Nobody works harder than Bill Murray.
Well, he's never said that about me.
He's a great Bill Murray works harder than everybody and still can't get on the field. What does that say?
Well, it just means he's not very good.
Yeah.
But he doesn't mean he's not a hard worker.
Yeah, a lot of people work hard.
I mean,
don't blame it on me, Chris.
No, I'm not, Bill.
Now, I know there are some of the Mayo defenders are out kind of jumping on us and the whole, this is childish, da da da. So here's the thing. We knew what Belichick stood for. Good or bad, right or wrong, whether you love the press conference or not, you knew either where you stood with him, how Belichick saw things, or there was the, this is what we're all about. What is that with Jerod Mayo? And to the people who are like getting on us, these are things that head coaches have to think about. Because clearly there's going to be a bunch of guys in that room who were coached by Bill Belichick last year. So how does Jerod Mayo say essentially the same thing without saying it the way Bill did? And that is part of the reason, y'all, why we are poking fun at this and why when you hear that the do your job stuff is gone, again, I get the whole it's a new era, but are we painting over the mural of the 6 championships too?
So we'll probably take those down.
So we'll leave that there. And there's the reminder of the excellence that used to be. But you know what? That pesky do your job slogan, which, oh, by the way, we put on T-shirts, sweatshirts, and underwear and sold to you while you were willing to lap it up. Now it is the whole, what is it now? Seriously. And I almost feel like it's like the Mayo era, and then it's just lines to be filled in later on a T-shirt as to the whole, What do we stand for under Jerod Mayo, and how are we going to say it differently than the Big Bad Wolf? That's why we mock.
Christian, well, really, you know, coming out of Colorado, I thought was not elite, but, you know, but good.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know. It's in your old folder.
He's never been more wrong. And here's the thing with Mayo. You're not going to have a clue. I think Mayo is obviously figuring it out as he goes.
No question.
I don't think he knows. I think he's going to be caught between being his own man and then being conditioned and brought up in the Bill, you know, coaching tree. I think all these coaches kind of, you know, when they leave to become head coaches, they just take every aspect of Bill and they incorporate it into the new team that they're coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody buys it. But he's the first ex-player drafted, developed his whole entire career with the same team and the same coach, then becomes an assistant coach. I think his default setting is going to mimic Bill in a lot of ways. And I think he's trying. And I think there's an aspect that he kind of knows it. So he's overcorrecting. I think that he's overcorrecting because he just leans Bill's way. Yeah, be you. Be your own self. Like, right, the other coaches weren't their own self. They tried to be Bill. Mayo is not going to – he's too unique. He's not going to try to be Bill's personality, but his – there's a lot that I think that he leans towards, and I don't know how he couldn't.
Well, and it's also a reminder that the whole – while it was a bad season and while it started to maybe go bad behind the scenes, there's a lot of what Bill Belichick taught that is rooted in winning football that Gerard Mayo can't avoid and go the other way on. But when you make it such a big deal that it's, oh, it's the new day down here, that's why some people are going to mock and make fun. Because, look, for better or worse, Christian, would you connect the phrase, do your job, to Bill Belichick as kind of the organizational catch-all? If everybody just does their job, we will win at a high level. It's as simple as can be, right? How does Mayo come up with that on his own? That he can own, that he can sell. Because, again, we have a lot of folks in the – people are bitching at us in the whole, hey, guys,
what?
No, it's just a butthurt, the Bill's gone, da-da-da, and stuff like that. But, again, answer that question. Because we were looking at what happened in Atlanta with Raheem Morris in the first meeting. Raheem Morris walked in after an idiot. Raheem Morris walked in after a guy who got fired because he's really not head coach material in Arthur Smith. Gerard Mayo has to walk in the room after arguably the greatest who ever did it, whose messaging was sharp and on point all the time.
Everybody just do your job.
So what is going to be that thing that is the Gerard Mayo Patriots are about? You can't do your job. That got painted over.
Well.
Well, then there's that.
Comma,
which is
that what it
is? Usually implied.
Right. It is what it is, comma, kinda. That's what we're going to do.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.